Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I love College Game Day.
They've done a nice job.
Yeah, I tell you what, two things. I never used to like College Game Day. I would just skip it, and I like the signs, I guess. But then I would just turn it on at 9. Now I get up, I'll turn that thing on because I really like Nick Saban. I think he does a great job on there.
Yeah.
And I think Pat McAfee has brought an energy to that show that it was sorely lacking.
You cannot deny the fact, whether you love him or hate him, Pat McAfee on that show is a force of nature, and he runs it. That show right now is Pat McAfee and everyone else that's kind of holding on and plays a supporting role.
Yeah, he's great at it, I think the thing about it is like all the bros are out in the audience, and that's his audience.
Yes.
So it just works. So I think they do a good job with it. And Herbie's on there; he's all, you know, he's doing his boo. And then Desmond's doing his boo. But the one thing I want to say about what Herbie said, we played the audio last segment, and he's mad because he's getting tired of stupid fans. And listen, I'm an idiot, and you're an idiot, and we're all idiots. Okay.
Sure.
In many ways, Herb Street's an idiot. You know, we all have our blind spots, this and that. We all have our biases, whatever. Nobody's perfect. That said, fans really can be quite dumb.
Absolutely.
And what he's talking about is the idea that, you know, ESPN has a contract with the SEC. Of course, people high up at ESPN want to preserve that contract, and not only preserve it, but get more for it the next time that it's up, right? I mean, this is we have the Ducks contract here, and this is just age old. But the idea that, and fans do this all the time, they think that there is an edict coming from above to say nice things about this conference or this team because we have a contract with that team. I'm telling you guys, that does not happen. There may be a few instances here or there. I'm not in on all the big higher up meetings, but we've been in this business for a lot of years and know a lot of people in this business. It just doesn't happen. The thing that you do as an analyst, or the Herb Streets do, is it is a fine line. When you're going to be critical, you have to be careful. Like you, there are consequences for what you say, but there are consequences for anything you say on any show.
Mm-hmm.
If you cross a line, whether that be about sports or otherwise. So it's just not a thing. Fans think it's a big thing. It's just not at all.
Yeah.
Like at all.
Yeah.
It's most of the time, analysts and people in our business, I'll just keep it to sports, they're just saying what they think. And that doesn't mean they don't have biases. That doesn't mean that they're not wrong. But these conspiracy theories of, oh, well, you just love the SEC. It's just, I get his frustration because fans, they're lazy thinkers.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's convenient to think that because it makes you feel better about something that they're not saying about your allegiances.
Well, I'm sure for him too, it's like, wait, if I'm a homer for Ohio State, but now I'm a homer for the SEC, like, which one is it? Like, it's like when we get accused of either, you're like, hey, you guys love the Ducks, and then I'll have someone else the very next day say that I hate the Ducks. Or is it possible that I just have a neutral opinion and when something good happens, I say it's good, and when it's negative, it's negative? One of the things you get in this business all the time is, oh, you hate. But it does feel like Herb Street is maybe a little more sensitive to that than others.
Yeah, and you don't have to
address
it. No. And, you know, it's just, you just, it's an eye roll.
But I think Herb Street, one, in the role that he plays and knowing that he has affiliations and the fact that now he is kind of the head football guy at ESPN, I think it means a lot to him to be perceived as neutral. And I think he said that he works really hard to be neutral, especially with Ohio State. So it clearly gets under his skin when he's accused of it.
But I think he is. And normally we would say, well, if you get sensitive about something like this, means there's truth to it. He's just frustrated because he knows that that's not true.
Yeah.
And
you can't really win either.
You can never. And that's why you don't address it, is you just eye roll and move on. But I'm telling you, if you want to be better as a fan or a consumer of sports content.
Yeah.
Don't get so serious about it and throw away your conspiracy theories. I'm telling you, it just doesn't work that way. Half the time, management doesn't even listen to anything we say. They don't care. No. They only care when it gets back to them or becomes a problem with the bottom line.
Well, it's the old Silence of the Lambs thing, right? What do you covet? You covet what you see every day. So I will say that if you cover the Oregon Ducks every day, you will get to know that team. You will get to know their coach. You will get to know their players. Therefore, you will have more of an intimate knowledge than you would, say, Ohio State. But if we covered Ohio State on a day-to-day basis, we'd probably talk about them a little bit differently. So if you do have the SEC and most of your games that you cover are going to be the SEC, you are going to be more knowledgeable talking about what? The SEC. Right? Gary Danielson covered the SEC for how many years? I promise you that that's still a little weird for him to get to know all of the Big Ten teams. But if you sat down and had a college football conversation with him, my guess is he leads with the Big Ten because it's what you see every day. And that can lead to people being like, well, that is right. What I am paid to do.
Yes.
I'm paid to cover the Big Ten. Therefore, I'm going to talk a lot about the Big Ten. It doesn't mean that what I'm saying is horse crap. It doesn't mean that I'm putting down someone else, but it does mean that I cover that every day. Therefore, I'm going to speak on it.
I don't think people understand how big of a crater there is between management and on-air talent.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they are not in cahoots. Like, this text says, couldn't disagree more. If you don't think ESPN promotes the SEC, you are ignoring the money, influence, and business. That isn't remotely what I said.
No.
Of course ESPN promotes the SEC, but when it comes to top analysts,
being told what
they are not told what to say or what to promote. They are smart enough to know like I said, they have to be careful what they say because they know who cuts their paychecks and who they're in bed with. It's not unlike us here with the Ducks. We have the Ducks contract, okay?
Yeah.
So our station, the station that we're on, promotes the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that man said, ESPN promotes the SEC. Yes, not denying that. Of course we promote the Ducks. We have the contract.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Us being analysts or talk show hosts on that station, there has never been one iota said to us ever about what to say about the Ducks. No. Not once.
Never.
So it's just a made-up fan thing, you guys. I'm telling you. If there's one thing you trust me on, it's this. We've been in the business a long time. We know a lot of people in the business at the national level and the local level. It's just not a thing.
Yeah.
And people think it's a thing, but it may, and that's fine. It may make you feel better, but it's easier to just put someone in a box and say they're biased than actually think about what they're saying. It's lazy thinking.
Yes.
But people do it all the time, so it just is what it is. See, now I'm getting all fired up about it.
You and Herbie, man.
Me and Herbie, we're going to go.
You're going to want to pod and start cussing.
He should. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
you said he should.
I didn't do that because he wasn't.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like the
almost
other.
Almost
did it. It sounded like the other S.
I'm edgy now.
Yeah.
I think it's because we just bleeped a bunch of Herb Street S's. So.
I guess someone said, too, that I guess he goes on with McAfee and he's one of the boys and he talks it up. He curses,
well,
too.
Aren't there rumors? This is obviously all just social media posts.
Is he gay?
No. Not that there's anything
just
wrong
kidding.
With that.
Schultzy breaking news.
They told me to say that.
They did.
ESPN told me to say that.
No, just many social media posts out there alleging that he is not the best guy behind the scenes.
Herb
Street, that he puts on this. You guys are saying, I'm sure he's nice. I think that's the persona.
He seems nice.
That we're seeing. Exactly. But I have read, I don't know if this is true, that he's a D behind the scenes.
What does that mean, Luke?
That he's hard to work with.
Oh,
and
maybe.
That he's
probably a diva.
Yeah, a little bit of a prima donna.
Those people, like,
yeah,
when you
guys get to that
when
level.
When you get to that level, chances, like, he's got his GD dog flying in
on a
private
in a
plane
jet?
In the bed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gay.
Jeez.
You know? I went to the UW Oregon game a couple years ago when it was in UW, the DeBoer, the year that UW played for the national championship game. And Herbie, I think that was still Ben. I think this Ben's dead now. I think this one's Peter.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Isn't this a clone, too?
I think he said it was a clone.
Well, he's got a bunch. He's got like six.
Weird.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of golden retrievers.
I love goldens, but.
And Herbie was, so we went down on the field before the game. We were milling around. Herbie had his dog out there. I'm telling you, dude, Herbie and that dog run college football. When they're down there, you would think, who else? Because there was a couple celebrities that were there. Who's like Joel McHale was there. And like Ty Burrell was milling around. There was some comedian. I'm trying to remember who it was. There was a big comedian. So anyway, there's a bunch of people down there. No one gave two Fs. What they wanted to see was Herb Street, and more importantly,
Pete.
They wanted the damn dog.
Is it Pete?
This one was Ben. This one was Ben, I believe. And boy, I'll tell you what, you would have thought that Jesus himself had roamed down to Seattle when that golden retriever hit the field. My goodness.
What a great bit.
So yes, when your dog becomes the biggest celebrity at one of the biggest games of the year, you probably get crowned up a little bit. You're like, yeah, man. That's how we do it.
Yeah, I mean,
me and my dog.
I just don't think there's a lot of high-level talent like that that isn't a little prima donna-y. It just is.
I can't just show up.
It is okay, Schultzy. Yeah. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
I can't just show up with Kai. I can't just show up with my Akita at Otson and be like, what's up, man?
I actually think you can.
I got my dog. What's up, man? Just go roam the field there as he takes a big giant steamer on the field. Like, you can't.
Look, we got Suk his own suite with his puppy.
Can't do that.
You can do that. You know what? It's part of dealing with talent.
Can I say something, too? This is going to be my most controversial statement.
Oh, God.
Maya Akita, 1,000 times cuter and cooler than Herb Street's dog.
Probably not controversial at all.
If I went toe to toe and I showed you Ben,
I don't know,
and then I showed you Ka, I'm telling you,
I was alive.
Ka dominates that dog.
Doesn't everyone think that about their own dog, though?
I'm telling you, man.
Golden retrievers are so generic.
They are. Yeah, he is a very generic looking. Yeah.
When I walk my dog around, people pull up in cars and are like, oh my God, what is that? And can I grab him? And you have to be like, well, I mean, you can try.
Grab him by the...
Well, they want to... There's a lot of people that want to...
You know, I learned it from my leader.
Well, they want to get their hands on him. And I have to be like, you got to go a little easy there, man. You got a little... I just think I think if I showed up with my dog and was like, move over, Herb Street, I think Ka takes the cake. I think he shoves Peter out of the way.
So you're saying Ka is a bigger star than Peter? Just Ka has not had the opportunity.
Yes. I think Ka is the guy that's running like the independent like music label and he's out grinding. Meanwhile, Peter, dude, he's just Hollywood fluff.
Yeah.
Ka's just waiting for his big break.
I think Goldens are cool. I had a Golden, loved old Bo Cephas, but you know, Schulze's right. It's a little generic. And theirs are like perfectly groomed and perfectly. Yeah, it's like, okay. Yeah. But I have a little anecdote here, too, and I know we have to go, but we have a small dog. You've met Molly.
Yeah, Molly Tengies.
Molly Tengies, yes. She, when my wife first got her, I was like, dude, that is the ugliest dog I've ever seen. That dog is so stupid. Why did you get that dog?
Yeah.
Now I think she's the cutest thing in the whole world. So this is my point, is that I think that once you spend enough time, even with the ugliest of dogs, you think they're the cutest things.
I asked the question, though. When you take Molly Tengies around...
Yes, people do, yes.
People think she's the cutest
super
thing.
Cute.
She's super cute.
Oh, my God. Women? Mostly women, because guys don't... You know, you got a little 15-pound dog.
Yeah.
No guy's like, hey, what's that? Looks hot. You know?
Yeah.
Women, and particularly girls in the neighborhood... Yeah.
They love it.
Oh, my God. Molly, oh, my God, can I pet your dog? What's her name?
That is very on brand. And why?
They love her.
Some of the best advice I got when I was like 19 or 20 trying to like, hey, how do I go hit on girls? Someone told me, buy a dog. Go to a dog park.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
works.
Yeah. Bottom, it definitely works.
Bottom line is this.
Oh, you got to buy a cute dog.
I'm launching my car campaign.
Get it started.
I'm gonna make him a star.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.